What the hell are you doing here? You can't just show up to my place unannounced. You can't show up at all, actually. We talked about this. What do you mean? When we cut things off last time is when. Because there wasn't enough, I don't know, ground rules or boundaries or that were enough to make us like work as a couple. So we went over this. So why do you think it was a good idea to even come here in the first place? You know, going against every rule that we set into place? Saying you miss me is not an excuse to show up at my door. I can't... Wait, are you drunk? I can see you swaying back and forth. It's not that big of a secret. Say something else. The fact that you said something to tell me you aren't going to say anything is proof that you don't even know how to think straight right now. And this is how you wanted me to see you again. Practically falling over while trying to get me back like you can't just... Did you think saying you missed me was going to solve anything between us? Yeah, I'm sure you didn't think about this at all, actually. You assumed you could just come over here unannounced and figure out what to say, like some stupid love story. But that's not how this works. All you're doing is making a complete idiot of yourself out in the cold. And what's that gonna do? No, it wouldn't win me back. It actually makes me feel more sorry for you than anything. Because you can't take care of yourself enough to do something a little more normal. God, it's freezing outside. I can't with you. And I shouldn't even be doing this or even considering it, but get your ass inside. Because I can't leave you out in the dead of night just wandering around until you freeze to death. Now get inside before I change my mind. No, I'm not planning on humoring whatever stupid idea this was, because you're clearly not all there right now. I don't even know how you got here to begin with. Are you out of your mind? What is wrong with you today? Seriously, what is wrong with you? Give me your keys. That wasn't a question. You'll either give them to me right now, or I'm just going to take them from you. First of all, the fact that you drove here is the dumbest thing you've done ever. Second, you should already know that this whole stunt is off limits, and yet you did it anyway. Yeah, and you've been letting all this cold air it's not even warm in here anymore. Yeah, whatever. Just sit down. Which I should specify, on the couch, not on the floor. I honestly don't know what you're going to do at this point, but I'm going to go get you some water, and then I'm calling you a ride home. Your car can stay here until you come pick it up tomorrow. And not in the morning, because I know you still won't be sober enough to drive. Yes, I am calling one, because you don't need to be here. And especially not in whatever state you're in right now. I don't need to see you. I don't need to hear from you. Which is why we stopped talking in the first place. So I'd say this whole thing was a waste of time. Unless you felt like getting yelled at tonight. It doesn't matter what I do or don't want. Just take your water bottle and wait till I'm done. I'm sure you're going to have a hell of a hangover in the morning if you don't drink something that's actually hydrating. Well, you're the one that decided to come here, and it's my place, so I don't think you get a say in the matter. you need to go home for both of our sakes, because I'm not going to have you sleeping over here for the night just because you don't know how to handle your drink. You obviously can't. And I don't know when you started drinking and making stupid decisions like this, but it's not the person I remember. I know that we've gotten through other issues in the past, but this is different. We already called this whole thing off, so what is it that you're trying to do? Yes, but that's why we'd stop talking to each other to begin with. Because we had to. We both had our own problems, and we relied too much on each other. We couldn't stop coming back. It doesn't matter what I want anymore, or what you want. The only way we can actually stay away from each other is if we cut contact entirely. And that was the deal. So you shouldn't be here now. And I can't have you here now. Don't look at me like that. You know I need to do this. You're going home one way or another, and I'd rather if you didn't try and figure it out on your own. I don't even think you're sober enough to put in your own address. And why shouldn't I? Because you think this time will be different than the others? What can you say has changed between then and now that makes you think this relationship will last where it hasn't twice over now? Just seeing a specialist is not going to change everything right away. It needs time and it needs experience and... You've had more experience with other women? And where'd you find these women from? Ah, okay. Dating apps. Funny. Because last I checked, you hated those. And as far as I know... It hasn't even been that long since we broke up. It's been, what, 6 months? And how many relationships have you been in since then? Were those 4 dates with different people or from the same relationship? Well, maybe they all had the same problem with you that I did. But you claim you're getting help for it, which has lasted how long? Wouldn't that make it right after the breakup? Why didn't you go see someone before we separated? And why didn't you tell me that you were trying to get help? Well, I would have believed you. It's just that I know it can take time and effort, and I wasn't sure you would fully commit to something like that. Don't say that. I know that you think I'm worth committing to, but we already proved that this isn't working. I mean, yeah, I've been trying to get help too, but I haven't been seeing other people since we broke up. It's mainly just been me and the voices, but I've at least been doing better lately. Meanwhile, it seems like you just came here on a whim after you got drunk, and because... What? I'm someone you get to fall back on when your last relationship didn't work out? Why is it exactly that you and her broke up? You know I wouldn't believe something like that. So what's the real reason? No, it is not. People don't miss out on opportunities because they weren't someone else. And I'm sure you could do a lot better than me if you had just stayed in that relationship. Oh. Then, yeah, if you were only with her because you wanted her to be me, then I guess it's better you two split up. You shouldn't exactly go around getting people's hopes up because of your own issues. You don't need to be sorry to me. You should be more sorry to her. Good. I'm glad you actually apologized. Now, tell me where you live now so we can get you back. Yeah, I'm still taking you home. What part of your not sleeping on my couch did you not understand? I can't have you here anymore. I know what I want, and I know what you want too. But it feels like I'm betraying both of us if I let you stay. Please, I can't. I see that face in my dreams now, and it's not healthy for me if I want to move on. Well, yeah, I mean, I've imagined something like this happening for the first few months, but I've been told that I shouldn't. So I've done my best to stop thinking about you, but it's nearly impossible. It's always impossible. And then you show up here like nothing happened and we're just supposed to get back together again? Of course I do. I need you. But is it really a need, or is it just a strong want? Because thinking that I need you will only bring us back into the whole cycle of clinging on to each other again, and we can't keep doing that. But I love you so much, and I want you so badly that it won't stop hurting. Then why did you go on all those dates and move on so quickly like we didn't mean anything? If a relationship meant everything, then you wouldn't be so quick to let it all go. You know, that's not a good way to cope, right? You'd only leave yourself feeling worse if you tried to use other people as a distraction. Not to mention the part of you using people to try and help your own baggage. So is that why you came here to see me? Because you learned your lesson from all those problems you caused and now you're ready to be with me again? Yeah. We still have a long way to go if we're going to get past the issues that doomed us in the first place. But if we, let's say, got together with the right person at the wrong time, then do you think now would be the right time? Or should we have waited even longer before we started dating? Maybe we shouldn't have gotten together at all. I guess it's because we broke up that we know what our problems were. But I don't know how much we've changed since then. If it even was enough. Fine. You can sleep on the couch tonight. No, this doesn't mean anything yet. I'm only letting you sleep here now because I think this conversation would be a lot better to have when you're sober. So, you can sleep here, and I'll try to think things over. And then maybe we can talk more about it in the morning. But for what it's worth, I guess I'm kind of glad you stopped by tonight.